Back speaking with Joe David from Elementos. Joe, good morning.
Hi, Andrew. Great to be back with you this morning.
Good to speak, Joe. You've had some further drill results out this week intersecting significant mineralization. This is outside of your existing resource. Tell us a bit more.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. So this is our second update to the market on this exploration drilling. I think just as background for your viewers, we've been in control of the project and had ownership of it for about 3 years. And as our shareholders would know, we've really focused on all our drilling within the previously known resource. So, after 3 years, we've finally been able to get the drill rigs out, of the known tin resource. And we're currently drilling up in the northwest, outside the bounds of the mineral resource, and we're hitting some pretty good results. I guess this latest announcement, which I'll cover first, we've hit two 10-meter zones. And I think what's really notable is it's not just the tin we're hitting, it's also pretty high grades of zinc and copper. Now, we have noted in the announcement that it looks like there's a slight change in the mineralization style where these higher grades of zinc and copper are also popping up. So, slightly different from our main tin resource, but still, great to be getting this right on the edge to the northwest of our previously defined resource.
Well, look, that's interesting. So you've intersected here semi-massive and to massive sulfide mineralization, which is a slightly different style to within the existing resource. What's that suggesting about the wider project?
Yeah, I think the simplest answer there, Andrew, is the fact that our tenure in outside and around the Oropesa project in the south of Spain there is highly mineralized. And I guess for our shareholders, there's potential upside there. I don't want to say too much about what might be there because that would be speculative, but certainly it shows there is certainly good mineralization intercepts outside the known resource. So certainly a number of shareholders that I interact with and talk to are very excited by what they're seeing here. And I guess in the most advantageous way, extension of the mine lives, etc., or things like that are all possible. But obviously we need to define them more and add to that in the future.
And a bit of excitement too, Joe, around the tin price. Been on a bit of a run lately.
Yeah, absolutely. So certainly from the company's view, it probably looked a little bit oversold in the last month or so, but it's made a pretty strong comeback through the month of March, which is great to see, really getting up to numbers that we think are getting close to what the fundamentals support. The Chinese tin price on the Shanghai futures back over $30,000 a ton, and the London Metals Exchange price, I think overnight was about $26,000 a ton. So again, great numbers, very strong, and shows that this undersupply of tin that's forecast is really starting to show up in the current tin pricing in the market.
Good to speak, Joe. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it.